ジャパニーズポッド101でございます。
おはよう東京、こんにちはニューヨーク、こんばんはロンドン。
さくらです。
Peter here, newbie lesson number 21. Now we are back with a newbie lesson. If this level is too easy for youAnd our newbie lessons aren't that easy. Well, Sakura-san, what do you think?
It's really basic stuff and some, you know, other things to pick up.
Definitely. So yeah, check this one out. But if this one is too easy for you, on our site, we have tons more lessons. I think we're up to about 380 lessons. Various levels, so something for everybody.
Yes.
Now, about today's conversation. Sakura-san, where does today's conversation take place?
At the bookstore?
Yes, and in Japanese that is?
本屋.
Okay, and now let's give them a little bit of information. Now, if you've never been to Japan, what is, when you say 本屋, what do you think of right away? What's the biggest one, the biggest chain?
どれだろう? 紀ノ国屋?
Okay, there's one.
丸善.
Okay, there's another.
何だろう?
Okay, too much. Now we're getting a little too much. So there are a lot.
Yes.
And there are a few really big ones.
Mm-hmm.
Now, some of these bookstores can be, what, 8 stories?
Yes, yes.
So, the Japanese like to read. Now, today's conversation takes place in a bookstore. And who is it between?
There are two customers, and the store person is greeting at the beginning.
Yeah. So, what is the politeness level going to be today?
Polite.
Yes.
Hi. high level.
Or we would call it a...Teinei Japanese, usually what you'll come across in the textbooks, defined by desmas, so verbs end in mas, and sentences in des. Okay, quite a long conversation, and we have some things to explain when we're done, but here we go.
いらっしゃいませ。
どの本がいいかな?あれ?すみません。大丈夫ですか?
はい。大丈夫です。
どうしたんですか?
この本。
その本ですか?
はい。そうです。この本は、感動的です。
ああ、ティッシュどうぞ。
ありがとう。お優しいですね。お礼に、この本をどうぞ。
いいんですか?
はい。
桃太郎?
はい。感動なんです。
もう一度お願いします。ゆっくりお願いします。
いらっしゃいませ。どの本がいいかな?あれ、すみません。大丈夫ですか?
はい、大丈夫です。
どうしたんですか?
この本。
その本ですか?
はい、そうです。この本は感動的です。
ティッシュをどうぞ。
ありがとう。お優しいんですね。お礼に、この本をどうぞ。
いいんですか?
はい。
桃太郎?
はい。感動なんです。次は英語が入ります。
いらっしゃいませ。
Welcome.
どの本がいいかな?
I wonder which book would be good.
あれ、すみません。大丈夫ですか?
Oh, excuse me. Are you okay?
はい、大丈夫です。
Yes, I'm all right.
どうしたんですか?
What's the matter?
この本。
This book.
その本ですか?
That book.
はい、そうです。この本は。感動的です。
Yeah, this book is touching.
ティッシュどうぞ。
Oh, here's a tissue.
ありがとう。お優しいですね。お礼に、この本をどうぞ。
Thank you. You're so kind. Please accept this book as a token of my appreciation.
いいんですか?
Are you sure it's really all right?
はい。
Please.
桃太郎?
What? 桃太郎?
はい。感動なんです。
Yes, it's so touching. Sakura-san, what did you think? Is that your official answer?
Momotaro?
Momotaro.
It's 感動?感動的?
Very moving. Perhaps there are some people out there who are not familiar with this story, so maybe you could first start there.
Yes.
What do we have?
Momo is...Peach.
Okay, two syllables. Mo, mo.
Mo. Mo, mo. Mo, mo.
Okay, followed by?
Taro. Taro.
And can you just break this down? Because it's three syllables, correct?
Okay. Ta, lo, u, taro.
Okay, long at the end there. Taro.
Taro.
Okay, put them together we have?
Momo, taro.
Okay, and it is?
It's Peach Boys.
Peach Boy.
Yes.
Yes. Okay, and can you give us just a little synopsis?
It's children's story, and there's old couple, and they find a peach, and the boy comes out of the peach, and this boy fights monsters and saves people. Am I right?
I think you're right, but I think someone not familiar with the concept would have a tough time relating. But I think it's a perfect explanation. It's not the explanation. Sorry, I'm not laughing about the explanation. I'm laughing that for someone who's not familiar with the concept,
Of course. Why Peach? Why monsters? You know?
Yeah, but it makes sense. Yes. And this is one of the most famous fairy tales in Japan.
Most famous.
Most famous.
Yes, I think.
And not very moving, right?
No.
For some people.
Maybe. I don't know.
Okay. Anyway, we'll have a link up on the site. We'll have a bunch of links because we have the bookstores now. We have the fairy tales now.
Yes.
Again, I told you these newbie lessons tend to be really, at least maybe newbie in the Japanese level, but very advanced in the cultural level.
Yes.
All right.So, what we're going to do now is take a look at some of this vocab. Okay? First, we have...
大丈夫
All right. Okay.
大丈夫大丈夫
And of course, the more you familiarize yourself with Japanese, the more you'll realize how often this phrase is used.
Yes, very often.
Okay, now, two things here. What we introduced is the word, but this word...When said with certain intonation, it actually becomes a phrase derived from 大丈夫ですか? We'll get into this more when we go through the dialogue, but what we introduced here is the word. But when I say phrase, a lot of times you hear this word by itself, but the intonation and the context will reveal that it's really being used as a phrase.
Yes.
Well, basically, you'll hear it a lot.
Yes. So.
Okay, this is followed by?
感動的
Moving.
感動的う、て、き、感動的。
Followed by?
ティッシュ。
ティッシュ。
ティッシュ。ティッシュ。
Okay, a little pause in there. In between the T and the shoe, there's a slight pause.
Yes. ティッシュ。
Okay, this is followed by?
優しい。
Kind.
や、さ、し、い、優しい。
Now, 優しい。This can mean kind or easy.Now, the way you can tell is from the context of the sentence in spoken Japanese. Now, in written Japanese, the character, the Chinese character, the kanji is actually different. So that's how you can differentiate when reading. But here, you have to use the context to differentiate. All right. This is followed by?
お礼
Thanks.
お礼いお礼
Then we have?
本
Book.
ほ
So just a quick recap of the vocab there. Now let's take this conversation apart. First thing we have is...
いらっしゃいませ。
which is, again, welcome your money. And the reason we add the money in is because this is said at places of business, not used, for example, when welcoming someone to your house or something like this. In places where one would use money.
Right.
You hear this.
Yes.
Okay, so at the convenience store, again, reaction to this is not necessary. Mm. Just, you don't even have to acknowledge it. It's just said by anyone. Don't be shocked if you walk into a store and you hear all the workers in the store turn, look at you, and say simultaneously,
いらっしゃいませ.
Yes. Okay, so as soon as we hear this, the setting has been revealed. This is at a place of business. We don't know it's a bookstore per se, but we know it's a place of business. Now, let's look a little further. We have...
どの本がいいかな?
Okay, now this is really some really advanced Japanese. But we thought it was relevant to this conversation because, first of all, what can we tell by the politeness level?
She's talking to herself.
That's right. This kana, which is quite advanced grammar, way beyond newbie, but it's something that you'll come across quite often if you're in Japanese. And it's used to mean, I wonder. And here, the person is speaking to themselves. So this is why they're using this, and this is why the politeness level is informal.
Right.
Okay, let's just take a look through this sentence.
どの本がいいかな?
Okay, what do we have for the first part?
どの?
Which. Now, this is used before nouns, because in this case we follow it with?
本.
Which 本. So, どの equates to which in English, followed by 本. Which book. Okay, so we can use this for any noun.
Right.
For example, Sakura-san, what about chair?
どの椅子?
Which chair? Then this which book is followed by the subject marker?
が.
This is followed by?
いいかな?
Let's first look at the い, which means good. So literally we have, which book good? This is followed by?
かな.
I wonder. Which book good, I wonder? Now the verb actually is inferred and comes at the end. So we can translate this sentence as, which book is good? I wonder which book is good. And another reason we wanted to introduce this phrase now is this is something you can use when you go out with your friends. If you go to eat, you can use the phrase, I wonder what's good. Sakura-san, which would be?
何がいいかな?
And the only thing we're changing there is we're substituting どの本, which book, with
何?
What? 何? And the rest is the same?
がいいかな?
So, I wonder what's good. And in this case, to eat is inferred. Again, a lot has to do with the context in Japanese. So if you're out with your friends, please give this a try. I think they'll be quite taken aback, like, wow, where did you learn that? Because this is very Japanese.
Yes.
Then we have?
あれ? すみません. 大丈夫ですか?
We have the interjection, あれ. So something surprising happened. And the speaker is revealing this with あれ. And of course, she sees the person crying. She's walking through the bookstore wondering what's good, and all of a sudden she sees someone crying. Huh? Excuse me, which is, of course,
すみません.
This is followed by
大丈夫ですか?
Translated, are you okay? But literally, 大丈夫 is all right, are you? Is literally what we have. Actually, we just have all right. What's inferred here?
あなたは.
Or the person crying.
Right.
So, without knowing the person's name or anything like this, it was just
大丈夫ですか?
And the person says,
はい. 大丈夫です.
Yes, I'm all right. And this is kind of what we alluded to in the beginning, that this 大丈夫 is used so often. The question, same answer. Are you okay? I'm okay.
Right.
This is what it is. This is followed by?
どうしたんですか?
Now, this is a phrase to ask, what's the matter? And to get into how this phrase came about, it's a very long story, but it's a phrase that doesn't change and is used to mean what's the matter or what happened. So she wants to know what happened to this person. And he's crying and answers,
この本.
This book. So the どの is which. Here, この is this. Okay? Then we have?
この本.
Now, Sakura-san, why would it be この本?
Because he has the book in his hand.
Exactly. And that's why she follows up with
その本ですか?
That book. And why is she using その?
because the book is near her, but she doesn't have it.
That's it. Let's just pause here and take a quick look at today's grammar point. Today's grammar point is actually talking about demonstrative adjectives. This book, that book, the this that comes in front of nouns. Now, first we introduced dono, which is which. Then we introduced kono, which is this. And finally we introduced sono, which is that. And again, these can only be used, this dono, sono, and kono, in conjunction with a noun. They have to be followed by nouns in this case, okay? There's one actually missing from this, that thing over there, and that is, Sakura-san?
あの.
These are part of the group that are sometimes referred to as the ko, so, a, do words. Because the first syllable, the ko, the so, the a, the do, remain the same. But what comes after changes. These are used to refer to position of things or when describing things. So kono is used when something is nearby you. Sono is used in addition with a noun, something a little bit further away from you. Next we have?
Hai, so desu.
Yes, that's right.
Kono hon wa kandouteki desu.
This book is moving. This is followed by?
Tissue wo dozo.
Sakura-san, when you use wo followed by dozo, what does this indicate?
That you're passing something.
Yes. The object marker, wo, indicates that something is being passed.
Right.
And dozo can be used in many situations. Mm. And in this case, tissue, please. Please take this tissue. Then he says,
ありがとう.
Thank you, followed by,
お優しいんですね.
Here we have kind, but in front of kind, we actually have the honorific prefix,
お.
Which makes it even more polite.
Yes.
Then he responds with,
お礼にこの本をどうぞ.
To thank you, this book please. Here again we have wo followed by dozo, indicating that something's being passed.
Right.
And お礼に, as thanks.
Mm.
If someone does something very kind for you, you can actually use this phrase. Okay, then we have,
いいんですか?
Is it all right? Followed by,
はい.
Yes. Then comes the shock.
え?桃太郎?
Huh? Peach Boy? So you're crying over Peach Boy? So basically, as thanks for the tissue, he's giving her the moving book. She follows that with,
いいんですか?
Is it okay?
はい.
Yes.
え?桃太郎?
Huh? Peach Boy?
Mm.
Sakura-san, why is she shocked?
Because it's 桃太郎.
And then, yeah, that's it, followed by?
はい、感動的なんです.
Yes, it's very moving. So, we ran way past schedule. But I think it was good. We really got into the,
yes.
the nitty-gritty today. So, this was quite good.
はい.
All right, that's going to do for today.
またね.
いらっしゃいませ。
どの本がいいかな? あれ? すみません。 大丈夫ですか?
はい、大丈夫です。
どうしたんですか?
この本。
その本ですか?
はい、そうです。 この本は感動的です。
ティッシュどうぞ。
ありがとう。 お優しいですね。 お礼にこの本をどうぞ。
いいんですか?
はい。
桃太郎?
はい。感動なんです。